The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
I received a personal text from Bolt during the break.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Bolt
about
from
concrete?
No, it's not. That's a good question.
That's a good legit question.
Legit question.
About concrete?
He says, I am feeling the pain as well. Wasn't the birthday present I was hoping for today. I know that.
Bill.
So I said, happy belated birthday. He says, no, my birthday is today. Oh, happy birthday, Bolt. Happy
Bolt's
birthday to Bolt.
Big happy
I'm
birthday
sure be
to Bolt.
By here.
Yeah, I'll be doing some concrete.
Big happy birthday to Bolt. And Bolt, thanks again for that sweatshirt. I'm just kind of waiting to unveil it. It's a nice sweatshirt.
Yeah. When do you plan to?
I don't know. I have it hanging.
Let's
I like
back.
It. I don't know. Nothing. I mean, I'll wear it one of these days. But thanks, Bolt.
I'm more looking forward to the button-up Raider shirt. That is the one.
That was good.
When I get the button-up Raider shirt, that's when I know
Stop.
It's like it's on.
That doesn't signify anything.
It does to me. It's just Vegas style.
I like it. Yeah,
you can't. Yes.
Anyway, what is Bolt going to do on his birthday, I wonder?
I wonder if they have a special pancake feed or something for him. They have pancakes there a lot.
Is he your age?
What's that? Yes. He's
a couple years younger.
Oh, you guys weren't in the same class.
No, no. Different class.
You're friends, though, right?
Yes. By the way...
I wasn't friends with a lot of guys that were 2 years younger than me or 2 years older than me. It's usually your class and then it's class A, so it's a little different, I think.
Yeah, I know, class, yeah. Columbus has always been
it's
known
always
as
about the class.
Yeah, I don't know. Has Columbus ever done really anything in sports?
I don't.
I mean,
not
do
my
they,
life.
Not,
do my life.
State,
100%.
Do they have a state championship besides Marty? Do they have a state championship in anything?
Wrestling.
Okay.
Big time. You know that. Yeah. You don't have. Come on. You don't feign ignorance. you know what a power they were in.
Has Columbus ever made it to state in basketball?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Steve Scheidegger by any chance?
Yes.
Did they win?
I didn't. Have you ever heard of Roger Brown?
No.
He hit the game winner in like 1972.
Yeah. To win it all?
I think so. Oh. I don't.
I mean, we had Marty. I know
we
that.
We know Marty. We got
after
Marty
that, I don't know where we're at with. I mean, it's getting in the Hall of Fame is not real hard there at Columbus.
Like yes. That. And that was an individual title also, not team.
Teams going in. What'd you guys do? We had a 500 record. We're in.
All right. What happened in the Big Ten basketball?
Well, we'll get to more of that at 7 o'clock.
What else?
I just with one game. I looked at.
Just give me a score.
Yeah, well, Michigan goes to Purdue, and Sip and I were wrong. We picked Purdue yesterday.
You picked Michigan.
I did. I thought it was going to be a flex, and it was.
Michigan was up by 16 at halftime, 48-32 at Purdue. They win 91-80.
That's a flex.
Wasn't really as close to the score indicates.
Davis, what's the analyst that was on?
Raphael Davis?
The dude that was on with last night was on the show last night.
It's not Raphael Davis?
No, for God's sake. Maybe it's not
Seth Davis.
Seth Davis.
Seth Davis,
yeah.
Yes.
Seth he said
Davis.
Michigan is by far the number one team in the country.
Yeah, that's why you wanted Michigan to win. Just stay at that one spot. Just stay right there. And they did their work for
it. What if Michigan in 1 week wins at Mackey and then beats Duke in Madison Square Garden?
Oh, God.
Oh, I know. And they can. Obviously.
And then you start talking about that guy for Coach of the Year.
That'd be Dusty May.
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Well, he took FAU to the Final Four. So,
Dusty May, we agree, is real. The real deal.
He's legitimate. Yes.
And also, which is fun about their teams, which I heard some pundits talking about this, that size is back in college basketball. Length, size, height. These good teams, they're big.
I 100% agree.
I mean, they're
Duke,
I mean,
look at Duke.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, long. A lot of length.
Dusty May praised his bench for the reason why they won. How about this? Look at them. Their bench last night had...
They had 11 guys score.
34 points last night. 34 points off the bench. They had two guys go for 13 off the bench. Ronnie Gale had 5, and then Will Cheddar had 3 off the bench. I mean, when Nebraska's playing two guys on the bench.
Hold it. They played 11.
See, now that's an issue.
They played 9.
9?
But still, they played 9 last night.
That's an issue.
But they had four guys combined for 34 points off the bench in a 91-80 win against a top 10 team on the road.
Is Purdue's playing well. Had him on this was set up for a mayhem night in Purdue. They just suffocated them also.
I have to
up
stop.
16 at half.
Yeah, I have to stop being an idiot about Michigan. They're real.
They're real.
I mean, I'm not going to do that anymore where I don't buy Michigan. You go into Mackey and win like that.
You have to look back at that game in January when Nebraska almost wanted to say they played a bad game. Nebraska played a great game. Yeah. That Michigan has proven through. I mean, they're 25-1.
Yeah.
25-1. And they've had some close losses, close wins, but they have won them all. And then some impressive wins like this where they're up 16 points at halftime at Purdue.
Yeah. Say no more.
Went to Michigan State.
Pounded them.
Just pounded them. Yeah.
That was the game after Nebraska.
You're right. The same week they beat.
Right. Yeah. They might have overlooked Nebraska a little bit because they had Michigan State sitting there. Right.
Won both games.
Teams have nights. There's just no doubt.
We saw one last night.
There were several.
Hey, Jake, me and Bill were talking off the air. Bill didn't say this. If you just watched Iowa Nebraska last night, just that game in a vacuum, I will look better. I will look like a better team to me.
Got a text with Seth about that.
If you just watch it in a vacuum, just that game, you didn't know anything about him. You're from Rhode Island. I'm going to watch this game tonight, honey. I'd say I was a better team.
I got a text from Seth. He says during the game, he says, we look like a team that shouldn't make the dance. Obviously, we will, but just lately, we don't.
Just in that moment.
In the vacuum.
If you went small box vacuum, that and you'd be like, okay, can they get to the Sweet 16?
Yeah.
From just last night's
game, matchup thing.
It was a tough night to see that.
Fred's got to figure out something with the bench, I think.
They see him every day. That's always what concerns me, because if there's somebody, they want it. They're not going like, no, we don't want any more. We want to play 6, maybe 7 guys, and that's it.
Good point.
No, they would love more. So there's something that's not adding up in practice. Yep. Something's not there.
When we come back, Song of the Day and the Mailbag are next on Early Break on the Ticket.